My brother hasn't played with me in days, and he stays in his room all the time.
Sometimes people get sad and it's hard to know why. Even so, God loves them and wants them to get better. My name is Zach, and you're tuned in to listener-supported Keys for Kids. When I was in middle school, I remember feeling really sad, and I didn't even know why. I didn't much feel like eating, going outside, or even playing with my friends. After going to the doctor, it turns out that I was dealing with something called depression. And thankfully, there were doctors and counselors that were able to help me, and now I'm doing so much better. But if you ever feel sad and you don't know why, make sure to talk to your mom, dad, or another adult that you can trust. They can get you the help that you need. Our story is all about that. It's called Stick With Me. Mel peeked out of her room to see if Owen's door was still shut. It was. All she saw was the array of homemade stickers plastered over it. The door was closed a lot lately. Mel sighed. She wished Owen would play with her and tease her for the silly-looking people she drew. "Dinner's ready," Mom's voice startled Mel, but she grinned when she smelled her favorite chicken and pasta. At dinner, Mel glanced over at Owen's empty chair. "Mom, Owen's been acting strange. He rarely eats with us, and he hasn't wanted to hang out with me." The words tumbled out of her mouth. "You're right," Mom said after a sigh. "Owen hasn't been feeling good lately." "Is he sick? Does he need a doctor?" "Well, it's his mind, not his body," Mom explained. "His doctor calls it depression. This sort of sickness can make it really hard to do the things you love or even be with the people you love." Mel was silent for a moment and traced her fork through the pasta sauce. "Is there anything we can do? I feel helpless." Mom put her hands around Mel's. "Even though Owen is hurting, Jesus is with him and wants to comfort him. He died for Owen and understands what he's going through, and he promises to be with him through it. We can remind Owen that he's not alone and that Jesus loves him. I've been sitting with him in his room while he eats dinner. Do you want to bring up his plate tonight?" While Mel dished up some food for her brother, she had an idea. She got to work before knocking on Owen's door. He opened it wearing his basketball hoodie. "I brought dinner, and this." Mel held out the sticker she'd made. It was of her, Mom, and Jesus giving Owen a hug with the words, "We love you." Owen laughed and Mel smiled. "Is that supposed to be me?" he asked, pointing to the middle stick figure. Mel didn't get a chance to respond because Owen pulled her into a hug. Then he stuck her drawing on the inside of his door and said, "This way I can see it, and I'll be reminded I'm not alone." So how about you? Do you know someone who may be struggling in a way similar to Owen? Maybe they've been acting distant and detached from how they usually are, or perhaps you've been feeling that way yourself. If you think you or anyone else might be struggling with depression, talk to a family member, teacher, or another trusted adult. And then trust Jesus to be with you in your struggles and to help you love and comfort others. Our key verse is Psalm 23:4.
"Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me."
And our key thought for today, Jesus sticks with us. Partner with Keys for Kids Radio and share the gospel with others. For example, Sam and Kelly shared, "The devotions have been a blessing in our home for the young and the old. The Lord has spoken to my heart many times through Keys for Kids." So consider giving today with a monthly donation of $5. Visit keysforkids.net and click donate. I'm Zach. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.